Imagine you fell in love on holiday and now want to write a love letter to your crush. But you don't know their language well. Wouldn't it be great if an artificial intelligence could assist you? Wait a minute. Isn't it rather risky to send a letter that you might not really understand? It's the same with data. It's quite risky to communicate using data if you don't understand their language. My name is Katharina Schuller, and I've been working with data and statistical skills for 20 years. As a business consultant, I realized that data expertise is becoming increasingly important. Firstly, digitalization is making more and more data available. Secondly, this data is increasingly being used to make decisions. This e-learning course is about how you can successfully do so and which mistakes you should avoid. The data cycle describes the individual steps that are required to use data and to make better decisions. What questions do I ask of the data? How do I collect data? How do I cleanse the data? How do I analyze the data? How do I interpret the results? How do I apply the results, taking into account data protection and ethical issues? This e-learning course focuses on the interpretation and application of data. Because usually, you will be given ready-made key figures, statistics, and graphs, and will have to decide whether they are useful for your task. Imagine an AI company offers you an algorithm that you can use to check the creditworthiness of your new customers. The algorithm will correctly identify 99% of customers who will pay and 99% of customers who won't pay. This means that out of 10,000 customers who will pay, the algorithm will classify 9,900 as honest and 100 as dishonest. Would you use this algorithm for your company? You are missing an important piece of information you need in order to answer this question. How many dishonest customers do you expect there to be? If half of your customers are dishonest, then the algorithm will be very useful. It will give you a correct result in 99% of cases. But let's assume that only 1% of your customers are dishonest. If the algorithm then tells you that a customer is dishonest, it will be wrong in half of all cases. You can't visualize this? A frequency tree will help you to find the right answer. We start with 10,000 customers. 100 of them won't pay. Of these people, the algorithm will correctly classify 99 as dishonest. But of the 9,900 customers who pay, the algorithm will also incorrectly classify 1% as dishonest. But that's also 99 customers. This means that you only have a 50% chance that a customer labeled dishonest by the algorithm really is dishonest. This is how seemingly useful key figures can lead you astray. This e-learning course will help you to find your way around in the world of data.